Good Nerev Shabbos, Bez Hashem. Let's learn a piece from the Archaim HaKadosh. And Kasher Esos of the Tzaddik. Have a Lichta Gera Shabbos, a Lichta Ge Shabbos, a Lichta Ge Chodesh. So it says in Pasuk like this in Parshas Matis, after the Jewish people fight against Midian, Nekoyim Nikmas Hashem, we take the revenge of Hashem's revenge, the Jewish people's revenge against Midian, and so on. So it says in Pasuk that the army came back with all the different loot, the money and different jewelries and things like that they collected from Midian. So it says in Pasuk, Vikach Moshe v'Elazar Kain, Moshe and Elazar the Kain Gadol, they took Esazav, they took all the gold and everything that was brought back from the Sari Lof and Vamis, from all the generals and so on. They view Oisel Oil Mayid, they brought it to Oil Mayid. Zikaron l'vnei Yisrael, that it should be a memory, a good memory for the Jewish people. L'fnei Hashem, the oil moed, which is before Hashem. So, as the Archaim HaKadosh is a little bit something, the order of the pasuk is strange. Sarach l'das, l'ma kasav b'seder zeh, why would it say in this order that it was brought to the oil moed for a memory of the Jewish people? Oh, and what's the oil moed? The oil moed is the place that's l'fnei Hashem. Doesn't make sense. Shehifsek bein zikaron hamokim ubein mayim l'fnei Hashem. What it should have said is, what it should say is that they brought it, they brought it to oil moed l'fnei Hashem, zikaron l'fnei Yisrael. So what's zikaron l'fnei Yisrael doing in between the description of the oil moed? So he says like this, v'yisbarach kasav al pi mashon rabbim b'seches kala. So he quotes Chazal b'seches kala. Zel ha'shoinim. Chazal said like this, Amar b'choy bar Yoshia. Rabbi Choy bar Yoshia said, kol mafana atzmei min ha'veira. Any Jew that is tempted or was once involved in a certain avera, but now they pull themselves away from it. Afil hu Yisrael, even if it's only Yisrael, royu lahalis oylek a kain gadol agab mizbech is worthy. He's not a kain gadol, but he's worthy of being like the kain gadol to bring karbanis. That's what the Maseches Kala says. Umashu lefenenu. So he says like this. So what was the gold and silver? What was all the stuff that they brought back? Sherim ha'pekudin, they brought back from the war. So hayu ma'anoshim shepinu atzma havera. This was gold and silver that was brought back by soldiers that struggled with the temptation of Benois Midian before, and they're pulling themselves out from that havera. And these and the loot that they brought back represented that. Va'kelim bo miguf ha'dover, because the stuff that they brought back represented their nisyonis that they're now overcoming. Shamar Chazal saying the Medrash, Shekachay Menagim Baisim Lachama, where'd they get a lot of this jewelry from? Was from the women. So what would they do? Shekashayim Avshitim B'tach Shitain, when they would take the jewelry away from the women, Hayitachim Pinayim B'tit V'refesh, they would close their eyes, they would cover the women's faces with dirt and excrement and all stuff like that. And then they would, you know, take the jewelry away. That they shouldn't look at the face of the women from Midian, which was exactly what their nisayon was. So their taking, them bringing back this jewelry and the way they got it, was itself a symbol of their tshuva, of them overcoming that aveira. And as the Maseches Kala says, a Jew that does that is worthy of being a Kohen Gadol in the Beis HaMikdash. So he says, that's Pshana Pasuk. They brought the stuff to the Oil Moed. Why? As a remembrance for the Madrega of the Jewish people now, then now they're Lufnei Hashem. Why are they Lufnei Hashem? Because of the fact that they struggled and they overcame these Nisyonis, that's exactly why the Jewish people are Lufnei Hashem. It's not going back to describe the Almighty. It's describing Klal Yisrael, that Eilu Ru'uyim Lius Lufnei Hashem, that they're worthy of being like Kahanim, and Kahanim Gedolim, Lufnei Hashem, because of B'mayim Rabbi Chai Bar Yosha, because of what says Maseches Kala, V'hayodah L'zikaron, that's their memory, and that's the greatness of Klal Yisrael at this moment. So you see, even something, it's an amazing thing, that even someone that's a tzaddik, that never has any sign like this, we don't have such a chazal that is like a kohen gadol, right? But the Dafke, the Siyid, who did struggle and is now overcoming, so he's mamash lefnei Hashem, he's worthy of being a kohen gadol. The holiness of Shabbos is that inyan. The six days of the week, b'chin of the 6 days of the week, means to be stuck in Benais Midian to kinyan. And the inyan of Shabbos is a year that pulls himself away. And Dos Alein is the greatest schus for Klal Yisrael to be on Shabbos lefnei Hashem, kahanim gedolim, that bring karbanos. We should be zeichet to experience that b'nai niglim. Yes, God's rachavim, here we mean, amen. Alech tege Shabbos.